gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, September 5th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. Joining us in the next segment is a new sponsor of the show and the radio station, Justin Michael. He is an announced candidate running for Congress in the 1st Congressional District. He will be primary challenging the current congressman who is looking to get his sixth term in Washington. Well, we're going to be talking with Justin Michael, learning a little bit about him, his background, where he was born and raised. Does he really live in Michigan, unlike our current congressman? Does he really live in the state of Michigan? First question out of the box that we hope to get answers to and much more. We got a history lesson lined up for you in the second hour, the Articles of Confederation. What was that? What was it and how did it play a role in the founding of our country? So we're looking forward to that. We have great interviews today, Laid Back Friday. Little bit of early fall out there today. Cloudy, dark skies, wind gusts, rain, temperatures only getting into the mid-50s. Well, it's on its way. If the Farmer's Almanac is accurate, a couple of indicators they noticed. The hair on cows' necks is extremely thick already this fall. Ants have been lining up in single file, doing whatever they do. Squirrels have been storing away nuts early. Early squirrel activity noticed by the farmers, and a lot of other things all indicating this is going to be a brutal fall and winter. Fall colors are going to pop really quickly as the temperatures drop. Today, tomorrow, only in the 50s, barely in the 60s on Monday. So make sure that you get your jackets out. Do not do what I do. Seems like every spring, every fall, I go outside without a jacket on. As a result, I get a chill. As soon as I get a chill, I get a severe cold. And man, I'm screwed up for 2 weeks. So don't get chilled. Wear a jacket. Oh, it's not that cold out. Get a jacket. Wear a jacket. Don't get chilled. If you get warm in the car, you can unzip the jacket. You can turn the heat down, whatever. But don't get a chill. That's going to be my mantra. I'm got my jackets out, my hoodies out, and ready to go. Going to be wearing one today. So just make sure you don't get a chill. We don't get this fall cold that we all get every single change of season. And we'll see if we can pull this one off this fall heading into winter. Justin Michael, if you have any questions for him, text them to me at 231-360-5140. We're going to get into meeting Justin here in the next segment. Would love you guys to send me some text questions for him as we introduce him to the radio family. We're going to take a short break. A word from our other sponsors. We'll be right back. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
In northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one here on this Friday. Joining us on the line right now is a candidate who has filed for running for Congress for the 1st Congressional District. Justin Michael is on the line. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning. How are you, sir? Thank you so much for having me on your show.
You're welcome. We're doing great. First of all, being that this is your first interview here as a sponsor of the show and the radio station, I wanted to ask you to give the folks a little bit of a resume bio on you as far as where you were born, where were you raised, where did you go to school?
Absolutely. I really appreciate the opportunity again to be on your show. Well, as you said when I came on, my name's Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress in Michigan's 1st District, which is our home for Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula. I was raised in Grayling. I was born in Saginaw, and my mom moved to Grayling when I was 2. And so I spent my life being raised in Grayling, Michigan, which is a great community in a middle-class family with small-town values. I graduated from Grayling High School. I was a four-sport athlete in high school, which was an amazing experience for me. I got an opportunity in school to be able to travel around the district, especially northern lower Michigan, competing against so many schools. So I have a lot of great memories in the community.
Well, what sports did you play in high school?
So I was fortunate enough to be the captain of my track and golf team, and I played football and basketball. So, and when you come from a small community, you get the opportunity to play a lot of different sports. So I love sports. It was a great way to not only stay in shape, but experience what it's like to be part of a good team.
So. Right. So lots of running. So you got pretty thick thighs, all the track and basketball. Justin, going forward then, you graduated high school what year?
2001. So okay. I had a unique opportunity when I graduated high school to go and play golf at IMG Academies. They sponsored me to go. So I went down there and started preparing myself to be a professional golfer. And unfortunately, 9/11 happened, and that changed the course of my life.
Well, why did 9/11 do that to you? Why did it change your course?
Well, I was raised in a military family. My father was a retired lieutenant colonel in the Army, and I had this sense of service, and his goal was for me to go to West Point, and I actually stepped back from that goal because I had this opportunity to go to play golf at IMG Academies, and when 9/11 happened, I felt this inner urge that I needed to serve my country. So I left the contract that I was given at IMG, which took some time and a process to get out from the legal holdings of that. And then I enlisted in the United States Army, which my father actually swore me in as an officer into the Army. It was a pretty magical experience, something I'll never forget.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So as you enlisted in the Army, what direction did you go in the Army?
Yeah, so I originally started in the infantry. So I went to Fort Benning, Georgia, went through the infantry school. And when I got to my unit at 10th Mountain, we got forward deployed. We became part of a joint special operations task force that was responsible for conducting direct action missions in Iraq to capture high-value targets in country.
Now, what year did you get out there actually in Iraq and started doing your military service?
Yeah, so my first deployment into combat was in 2003 to 2004. We spent 14 months active in country, and I was part of an elite special operations team during that time that conducted over 60 direct action missions while in country in Iraq during that time. One of our most successful missions was capturing number 11 on the high value target list. His name was Barzan, and he was the special Republican Guard commander. And that was actually the day after the Uday and Qusay Hussein mission, which we
were
actively engaged in.
Wow. So basically in country 2003, 2004, where did you go? Where were you transferred at that point?
Yeah, so during that time in combat, we originally started on the Syrian border. We were a small special operations team. Time secured the Syrian border. We stayed in country for about 40 days, and then we pulled out, and then they sent us into Baghdad, and we spent most of our time in a place near El Mansour, Baghdad, which was outside of the green zone and in a safe house. So we lived amongst the people, which really kind of opened my eyes to the real mission of special operations and how they conduct operations in country. You get a unique experience to learn the language and be part of the culture and to build friendships with locals and work with locals. Even though, you know, there are these barriers, you get a great feel for how the U.S. conducts itself in covert operation settings. And for me, that was a great opportunity and experience because we lived in that area just outside of Baghdad and for roughly 13 months.
Whoa, 13 months. And yeah. After that, I'm sure things started to wind down a little. How did your career basically end serving in the Army?
Yeah, so the transition from combat to back home was tough on a lot of us. A lot of soldiers face that, and I spent the rest of my military career actually. I came back from combat operations, found out that I had some injuries that could no longer allow me to serve in the military under my current condition. So I was retired from the United States Army, and that was a shocking experience for me because I had planned to spend my whole career in special operations and move forward. And that was devastating. And it was devastating too to my family. You know, my father understood that the injuries that I was exposed to, you know, were going to be life changing for me, but my mother took that a little bit harder too. You know, it's hard to see your child come back from combat and not be the same. So
sure.
That's what happened. So I had to look for new humble beginnings. And that's, it was a transition that I'm blessed that I got an opportunity to go through because I can serve veterans, which I have done. And we'll talk about that later, but something that is really near and dear to my heart because I understand the struggles that veterans face.
Now, in that transition period, you're out of the military. What direction did you get led to go as far as doing work, industry, business? What direction did you go?
Yeah, sir. So, you know, the big thing is trying to re-find your purpose in life. They tell you when you're in the military, you know, especially when you get a little bit higher up and you do some adventurous things, you know, you're never going to have a greater purpose than serving the United States Army. It's a selfless service to your country. And for the longest time, that was a struggle for me because it's like, how am I going to find purpose? What am I going to do in my life that's ever going to be greater than wearing a uniform in combat? You know, serving my brothers and serving our country. And that was one of those roads where you just had to kind of explore yourself. I got into property management. Then I got into security. Then I started a company that did security operations and tactical and practical firearms training. And there was a moment there where that business could really expand. You know, there was a great opportunity, and this was during the Obama administration.
Okay.
That people were scared and concerned that your gun rights were going to be taken away, especially leading up to the 2016 election.
Sure.
And business was really booming. And, you know, you as you build a business, you know, it's a lot of word of mouth. It's a lot of things you're traveling around trying to meet with people, similar to running for politics, actually.
But yeah.
You get yourself in a position where you want to expand. And I felt that I needed to expand in education. I needed to get smarter about business if I wanted to expand my business. And I wanted to do it in a way that was going to be productive long term. So I made the decision to halt and suspend my business operations and focus on going back to school because I had, at that time, it was use or lose on my GI Bill. And I really felt that getting into education would help me later in my life, especially for running a business and making those business decisions.
So what degree did you get?
Yeah, so I have multiple degrees. I went to school first for aeronautical science and entrepreneurship, which I got a degree in both. So I have my bachelor's degree in aeronautical science and entrepreneurship, management and supervision was part of a concentration. And then I had a unique opportunity, I thought, again, for business would be to go get my master's in business administration with a concentration on marketing and branding, which I thought would be very beneficial as you start working you know, to build businesses or expand your business. I thought it, you know, those technical terms, understanding finance, understanding accounting, understanding marketing, you know, how to deliver some of those things to, especially your product to consumers, was something I thought was important. It's a really good foundation for understanding how the basis of business works. And then I was approached to do a PhD in conflict analysis and resolution. And at first, I thought to myself, why do I don't want to continue going back to school. This is so much when you're trying to manage your personal life and your personal finances and, you know, still conducting your business operations with not wanting to expand, you know, kind of like holding a horse on its reins. It wants to run, but,
sure,
you know, you're kind of holding it back. And they said, listen, we think you'd be a great fit for this. Your problem-solving skills and your understanding of conflict in terms of failed policy in my military days, how do you think this will resonate if you understand the theory behind it? And I said, well, this is a unique opportunity. They said, we think that you're, you know, a brilliant candidate for this, and we really want your perspective. And I was concerned, too, being a conservative and a Republican.
Yeah.
You know, going into school like that, especially at a PhD level, you know that you're going to face adversity because people aren't like-minded when you go in there. And it's tough. It's difficult. I experienced that in my master's degree as well. So they gave me an offer, and I said, yeah, that's great. You know, they wanted it to be research-based, and they wanted me to be kind of the forefront of a team that was conducting research in hostile territories. And I said, sure, I'll do it. It got me back in the international scope, which is something I really enjoyed. And, yeah, I completed all of my coursework. I'm currently writing my dissertation, and I will have that completed by next year. So it's a big year for me next year. Not only am I going to get elected for Congress, I'm also going to be a doctor. So it's going to be amazing.
Very cool. Hey, I got a short answer question for you. One of our listeners, very much engaged in the show, just wants to know, are you fully agreeing with President Trump's direction, his agenda, making America great again? Is this something that you feel you align with? Give us a 30-second answer.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have to be America first. If we don't, we're going to fall behind. You see a lot of nations around the world that are gaining a lot of steam. And if we're not America first in our priorities, we're going to fall behind quickly. So I think President Trump is doing his best to make sure he aligns with that America first policy. And I support that.
Absolutely. Great. I appreciate the short answer. We've got so much more to talk about with you. But every Friday, folks, right here at 9:15 to 9:30, Justin will be on with us. We're going to slowly but surely peel back the layers of the onion of his life and get into why he's running for Congress and all that good stuff. But this was just the first short interview to kind of basically introduce you, Justin, and greatly appreciate you going into such detail about your service to the country. Thank you very much for that. Your education, your family upbringing, truly appreciate. You are definitely a local boy, and I do want to make sure you do live in the state of Michigan, right?
Yeah, I live in a cabin that was built by my grandfather in 1932 in Lovells, Michigan.
Very cool. Yeah, excellent, excellent, excellent. Well, we appreciate you being a new sponsor. We look forward to talking with you every Friday. And you stay safe and get back to work on that that thesis and get that baby done.
I appreciate that, Randy. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too, sir. Justin Michael for Congress.com is the website. Bottom of the hour news of hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news.